music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. Good year, I hope. I don't think so, but in other ways, even the negative is a positive, if you know what I'm saying. January 4, 2020, we did it, we made it, we survived it, and how many more survivals we'll have, God only knows. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen, and to start off today's program, I'm going to have a word from Scripture after this segment, but I did want to bring up, first of all, as I promised last week, he was going to be on, and then we could not bring him up at the time, and that is Paul Tepeti to initiate his release of his new album, his new songs for Poker Face. And I've always called it Polka Face, you know, like the polka hits. The Hits Parade in the 1950s TV era, but I know it's Poker Face. And when we have him, if we have him now, I'll bring him right up in just a moment, and he will talk to us about his release. You know, he was on a couple of months back, so he's back again, coming up in just a moment. Do we have him, Ken? Here we go. I hear him. We're getting a signal from Paul. Let's go, kid. Come on, make it snappy. Paul, where are you? Poor guy. He said it's trying to reconnect. All right. That's why I hate Skype. I'll be honest with you. I hate anything to do with MSNBC or NBC or CNBC or Fox or anything else. And I was going to play a segment, but it was on a Facebook page that we can't bring up right now. But I was going to bring it up in just a little while when we venture off into some of the other events that are transpiring in America and the world right now. But we'll see how far we get. The main thing is that we are in the new year, and a lot of people are well-wishing, changing their greetings. They're talking about all of the good things they'd like to do this year and all of the resolutions they'd like to do. And so far, you know, all of it is hot air. It's just hot air. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't make resolutions. I used to. But for obvious reasons, I gave up because I couldn't keep them like most people. And I don't make promises. I just try to do what I say I'm going to do, and hopefully, I always say at the end of this program that we hope to be back, God willing, next week. But you know what? If he doesn't, he doesn't, and we're not here. All right, do we have Paul?
Yep.
Hello, Paul Tepeti, are you there?
Yes, sir, how are you?
All right, we finally nabbed you. We've been trying to get a hold of you, and I tell you, getting a hold of Abe Foxman is easier than getting a hold of you, Paul Tepeti. And I'd like to get a hold of Abe Foxman, if you know what I mean. All right, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm exhausted. We had a great show last night. Friends came into town, and they took us out to Olive Garden. That's kind of where I'm at right now, brother. I'm kind of like, I'm sorry.
It's all right. We don't care where you are. We invited you back because you did want to come back to announce the debut of the album, didn't you? Didn't you want to do that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, last night was our CD release party, and it was awesome club, beautiful, beautiful stage. You know, you walk into a place sometimes, you never know what to expect, but It was it was a kick-ass stage last night. We played probably like eight of the 12 new songs on the disc, and a bunch of our old tunes that, you know, people's favorites. And yeah, it should be going online this weekend. Well, we're on Saturday, so the guy that's taking care of the website's here with me now at the Olive Garden. So when we get done eating here, we're gonna go back and see what we got to do to get this website up and running, and people can download the new songs. And I don't know. I'll be looking forward to how the people receive it. You know, we feel it's some of our best work yet. And
yeah, I don't know. That's right. And we did play a sample of it the last time you were here, didn't we?
Yes, we did, sir. Yes, we did.
All right, that's good. And you know, I know that the band that you have, and for those who are not too familiar with Paul yet, it's one of the, I guess it's probably the best known band in the country for probably being dubbed, I guess, the leading truth/freedom band in the United States through the use of all of his various multimedia sources. This tour piece band has made it their mission to expose the lies and the scandals coming out of the Union's capital, and thus capital in the District of Columbia. So the songs have been quite guttural. You know, they have hit the guy in the gut. A lot of them, you know, many people don't always understand, but they will if they understand what's happening to them and the new world order that's being thrust upon them. Right, Paul?
That's right, brother. And we've gotten a lot of love from the ADL and SPLC because we tell the truth about everybody's crimes, but there's certain chosen people that you can't talk about. So we're on all the politically incorrect list, you know.
Sure. So I don't know if we're gonna have time, Ken, to play it again, the song, the main songs that we did last time, just to give the audience a little bit of a flavor for it. If you could. Oh,
yes, sir.
Okay, all right. I got you. You want? Can you go right on the site? Can you go on Pokerface? Can you go on Pokerface.com?
Yeah, you can go to Pokerface.com, but the downloads aren't up and loaded yet. So that's what we're trying to get done this weekend. Since I have him here, he came down for the CD release party last night. So that's the goal, is get it up this weekend. So people can go to pokerface.com.
Okay, so we don't have to do that. Go follow the website, follow Pokerface, and people can, obviously, if they wish, I know they've supported you. Many of our listeners support you quite well, and they bought disc, they bought the CDs. And how many millions do you expect to sell this year, Paul, in 2020?
Brother, I would love, hey, if, you know, 10 to 100,000 people, you know, pick it up, that would be awesome. We our previous disc have a couple of them have done over 10,000, which is pretty good for an independent band.
Right.
It's not signed. Right.
Yeah. And, traditionally, in years past, how many have been downloaded? How many have been sold that you can give us a ballpark figure on that?
I would say about 50,000, you know, from, you know, songs to CDs and
is that all together, Paul?
Huh?
That's the total all together?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Well, that's pretty respectable. Yeah. Well, you know, considering that you don't consider yourself a full-time band. You consider yourself to be part-time, essentially, because you all have other work, right?
Yes, we all do. I'm taking care of my parents. The bass player works for Verizon. The guitar player works for
Verizon. Is that one of your parents right there?
Yeah. he wants to get back in the restaurant and eat his food, man.
Oh, to go and eat, huh? Well, that's great. That's okay. Did you want to say anything specifically now that you're with us for the next few minutes? We have some time before the break, and I wanted to just give you this initial first part of the program before I go off in other directions. Do you have any specific things that you'd like to tell our audience, and what you think about the new year and what you're expecting to happen?
Well, the name of the disc is called Songs for the Q Revolution, so I'm expecting a lot of the deep state crimes that they did upon Trump for the first 3 years are finally going to get some pushback. They used these crimes against Trump to steal the 2018 elections. So I'm excited to see where the political... Look, the people are waking up. They don't want communism. They don't want Marxism. They don't want socialism. Look what's happening in Virginia. They want to start a civil war down there, and I know it's not going to end well for the traitors that have chosen to go down the gun control road. So, I don't know, brother. I look at 2020 being a year of more freedom for us and less evil people in this world. We've written a song for the Trump train called Trump Train, and we hope that it gets used for, you know, the election coming up. Yeah, apart from that, I don't know. I'm just busy, you know, raising the four kiddos and taking care of mom, and that's pretty much life right now. That was the last 10 years, so I'm getting back into music. I'm going to be, you know, working with other artists. Mark Farner is one of the people that I'm going to be working with, translating some of his top 10 hits into Spanish, and we'll see how that goes. We already did one for I'm Your Captain, Soy Tu Capitán. He's got, you know, millions of Latin American fans down there that would love to have, you know, his music is recorded in Spanish. So that's one of the first projects we're doing. And I don't know, I got a bunch of music. I got like 250 riffs that I got to develop into songs. I mean, it's taken me 10 years to put this disc together with the bandmates because I moved 2 hours away from them. Mm-hmm. And getting down there a couple times a month, it takes a long time to get things done, you know.
Sure. So. Sure. Well, you have spent quite a bit of time all these years doing this part time, and now it's done and it's here, and people should avail themselves of it this week to go online, purchase it, listen to them, and to support you. And
I want to use some videos. No. Go ahead.
I know you have gotten a lot of support from various programs such as mine. Have you been interviewed lately on any other networks, on any other programs to speak up?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to save the interviews until after the site's up. But, yeah, I was up on Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's show on the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
No,
right.
I'm kind of paused. But, no, I have a bunch of people that, you know, we're going to be coming up with that are, like, onto the Q information. People like SGT Report, Justin Forms, James Munder, Pragmatic, all these people that, you know what's up, and they can use music for their shows. And you're always more than welcome, Rick, to use any of our music for, you know, for bumper music. But you know, I like your intro. But
well, thank you. Yeah, we're experimenting all the time, you know.
Yeah.
Always experiment. In fact, I may change some things when we close the program today. There's some movie themes and songs from movies that I could put up, and we could change every week with a different ending, actually. But yeah, in between the bumpers, occasionally we do that. We have some clips as well, and you know, they're a lot of fun and a lot of relaxation in these stressful times. And you know, we do need that. We do need to get the message across, as you do, but also do it in an entertaining forum. And I understand that. I mean, I have no aversion to doing that. It's just that I try not to to be a part of the, you know, the mundane run-of-the-mill talk show milieu of radio today, where it's all entertainment, and basically it's just, you know, fluff. It's fluff radio, and that's what it is across the board, and it's meant to be. It's if it was informative, truly informative, you know, like music, if it was meant to convey a real message and a real important message, either subliminally or outright, you know, it probably would be taken down. It would be boycotted. It would be, slammed and, you know, waylaid. So, I mean, this is what you're up against, and this is what you like, because it's right in your, it's right up your alley, you know, to be able to do this and speak out, and you don't give a darn. Like you say, you just tell it like it is, and give them hell. You know, give them hell, Paul, as they say.
All right, brother.
So listen, Rick, if you want to get back to where your din-din and your kids, I will let you do that. I will let you go, and I will catch up with you obviously later in the year when you're ready to come back and give us a progress report, okay?
Love it. Thank you, sir. Thank you
Excellent.
So much.
Thank you, Paul Tepetti, pokerface.com, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, folks, thank you, Paul. You know, contemplating a number of other things. We may have Art joining us in a while. I think Art from Philly may come on the program. I'm not positive, but I suspect that he might. And if not, we may have a call into Dr. Kasim Khalil. And Dr. Kasim Khalil is, as you know, very much active in world events, nutritionally as a doctor, and also as an observer. Formerly had up the website that he had up, nodisinfo.com. I may check in with him later on, but I do have some very, very interesting clipping to put on the program. And it has to do with the Middle East. And, you know, it's not what you think it's going to be. I'm just reading Genesis over again. And that's why I say it's not what you think it's going to be. Because God created all of the races except one, okay? And that's the race of Cain. The race of Cain was created by Satan. And his children are right there in Jerusalem right now, orchestrating world events, as it says in Genesis chapter 3. But I've been reading in chapter 16, starting the book all over again, what took place between Adam's wife and what happened with Abraham and Sarah. And what happened with Abraham is, of course, he was Abram, as you know, father of nations, and then he became Abraham in chapter 17, I believe, 16 of Genesis, in which he becomes the father of many nations. And of course, he does that through through Sarah. And as we know, many of you know, that Sarah could no longer bear children. And Sarah went to the Egyptian, and she bore a child, Hagar. And that was Ishmael. And Ishmael bore children. I think 12 sons of Ishmael, like 12 sons of Jacob. And Ishmael, of course, we think is the father of Arab nations today. And Arab is basically translated from Ishmael is, into wild man. Wild man, believe it or not. And that's what I've always admired so much about the Arabic world, is that it is consisting of people who are brave, who are a little bit wild, yes, but they're not wild in the evil sense of it, being, you know, just willing to run into a cauldron of flames and fires and all of that, just so that they can make a big splash, as the media bosses have led us to believe over the last 48, 50, 60, 72 years. No, quite the contrary. You know, they're wild in a sense that I've admired, because they're tough, and they don't usually put up with nonsense like the children of Jacob. And children of Jacob are a little bit slow, let's face it. Much of the knowledge we have has come from the Arabic world and the Egyptian world, and the knowledge of mathematics and geometry and so on and so forth, and science. And the media, of course, have always portrayed, especially since 1948, the Arabic people as being the people of the camel, you know, of the donkey, people who are backward and not so wise and brilliant as those who call themselves Jews. Well, you know, of course, that was part of the lie. That's how the state that calls itself Israel was created. It was created over that lie of a land without a people for a people without a land. You remember that? You remember? We had the author of a book called Saddam Hussein on many years ago, and I know she doesn't want to come back on again. She's out of it. She's just given up. She said that let nature take its course and let all that happens happen. But she wrote the book, she sold the rights to the publisher again, and unfortunately the book is now copyrighted and she can't do anything with it. But she visited Iraq during those years. And that was Nita Renfrew, by the way, that I had on this program many times going back years ago. And she talked about how Saddam Hussein was in that government, a secular Arab government, was actually bringing Iraq up to a first world status from a third world nation. Something had to be done. Something had to do with a threat to the little, tiny, mini state in the Middle East, which calls itself Israel. And of course, that something did happen. And the forerunner to it, of course, was the Iran-Iraq war. As you know, Iran is in the news again. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But here we have in Genesis, if you read it and you look very carefully and you start to read the verses of Scripture, chapter 16 of Genesis, we read about Ishmael, and we read about the children of Ishmael. And as I said before, they're wild men, so to speak. They group with each other. And they're also, as it says in chapter, I believe, 16, verse 12, that wild man, the so-called Arab hand, will be against every man and against every man's hand against him as well. So he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren, and the Arab nations are numerous, just about as numerous as the sands of the sea, and these are definitely children of Abraham. Now, the children of Cain, of course, in their lineage, we see in Genesis chapter 4, to be quite copycatish of the children of Adam. We'll come back to that in just a few moments, folks. Rick Adam.
Folks, we're living in a world...
I can't hear the music.
We've never seen anything clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adam. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adam is on. Ouch.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I'm here, Rick Adams, on the 4th of January, 2020. Talking a little bit about Genesis chapter 16 and how important it is, because we're leading up to Genesis 25 and 27, and that, of course, we're going to see the birth. We're going to see the birth of two brothers in the womb, and we're going to see who they are. Esau, on the one hand, that God hates, and Jacob, that God loves. So why he hates them and why he loves them, it's a very good question. You look and you study the Word, and you know that they preexisted in the age that was before this age. How else could God hate them? How could he hate a child in the womb unless he knew what he had done before and was going to do again? You tell me. Well, obviously, you don't have to call in and tell me. I'm just telling you that that's the reason. So we're leading up to something here, and God is in control of all of the races, basically. He set them up for a reason. He created all of the races of the world in the 6 days of creation. And we know that he created Adam after he created all of the races, and that's why you have pre-Adamic races, the black races, the mongroids, the Hispanic races, the dark races, the Asiatic races, all of these people who existed prior to Adam's existence, okay? So we know that that's the case because Scripture tells us that that's the case. That's why we know. Oh, I hearken to look at Genesis, and that, if I may say so, and I've said so before, is the most important book of the Scriptures. It's Genesis. And besides Genesis, of course, the Gospels. And besides the Gospels, the Revelation. So if you wanted to get a primer course on the Scriptures and look into it and understand why the world is in the shape it is today and where it's going, most people haven't got a clue, then you can understand by reading and reading it in the original language with the translations, not the King James translations, but going deeper than that, you will understand a lot more than you've ever understood before. So God has a purpose for all these races. He has a purpose and a place for all living creatures, and whatever it is, animal, fowls of the air, the insects, all of it. And that's why I hearken you again to Genesis. I'm literally having a total new discovery every day as I'm now on Genesis 17, and I'm finishing that up. So I don't know that I'm going to read it from Genesis Revelation again, but I certainly am having fun and having a great time of learning more each and every day. So that's the important thing, is knowing these facts, knowing the truth that will set you free. And most people do not have the truth because they really and truthfully do not want the truth. They don't want the truth because it's too painful. As I've said to you before, oh no, I don't want to hear that. It's too painful. I'd rather talk about our families. I'd rather talk about our next itinerary for tomorrow and what's coming up and so on and so forth. So, you know, again, only those who seek the truth can possibly attain it. Most people don't want the truth. Most people can't take the truth. And as Pilate said himself, what is truth? He didn't know himself. It's relative. It's not absolute as far as any politician is concerned. And that is why, you know, we have the state of affairs that we have today. It's all leading up to something. Now, as far as the event that took place the other day, this week, with this announcement that Trump has reportedly killed this particular general, one of the top brass of the Iranian Quds division in Iraq, of course, that is open to speculation. And I say that only because I've said and I've called people on it, I've called talk shows locally to try to educate some of the hosts and some of the people as to be very careful in assuming anything anymore that you see or hear on television, satellite, what have you, because it's all subject to whose point of view. I said that to one of the hosts. Oh, but he's killed 600 Americans. He's killed this man. I said, how do you know that? And, you know, they said, I don't know. Well, how do you know what happened in Iran? How do you know what's happened in Iraq? Well, because I saw it on MSNBC. Oh, so it must be true. It must be true because you saw a report that said such and such was done by such and such a general and such a venue that hurts America. Well, it doesn't hurt America at all. What hurts America is what America is doing. 800-plus bases across the world. You know, most people don't even know that we have never signed a peace treaty with Germany since World War II. Did you know that? Most people don't know that. We still occupy Germany today. We still occupy many nations in Europe and many nations in Asia across the globe as the Empire of Rome did. So this country, America, does not exist as a sovereign nation. It exists only as an empire. Only as an empire. And that's the only way that it can exist until the empire falls completely. Now, we know that that's a secular historical point of view. That is not from the gospel. But that is the way it has always turned out in history. One regime, you know, submits to one period of time. Another one submits to another period of time. So they successively, obviously, repeat each other's pattern of destruction within a period of thousands and thousands of years. So we've seen the Assyrian Empire come and go, the Grecian Empire come and go, the Roman Empire come and go. We've seen what happened going back to Egypt. And, you know, we see all of these regimes and empires come and go. And you know that all of this is true. historically speaking. It doesn't change. It doesn't change. Just the names change. Just the countries change. But once again, there are forces of nature that are, like the laws of physics and science, are immutable. They're unchangeable unless God changes them. And I did want to play for you some very important audio, which gives a pretty good idea of how the Middle East changed with the fall of a previous empire, and that happened to be the Turkish Ottoman Empire in the Middle East. And what happened since then has been the prelude to the final generation. That is important. And I think what I've had talked about before and what I'm talking about to you now is so important as to understand biblical prophecy in light of what is going to happen based on what is happening today. The odds are there. The tables are there. The deck is stacked. It is stacked against the West and Christendom. Three conflicts worldwide. Two world wars were fought to bring Christian to kill Christian. And the third conflict, I won't call it a worldwide war, but a conflict is to create a war, if you will, a series of wars between Islam and Christianity. That is the final part of the blueprint that was created centuries ago by the Illuminists, and we've heard about it. I've read about it many years ago. Richard T. Osborne wrote a book about it, you know, the coming of World War III, although not a whole worldwide war, but a worldwide conflict, nation against nation. And these are all coming to you from that synagogue of Satan. I didn't say it. If you read Genesis, you'll understand who the children of Cain are and where they are today and how they are ruling the world. And they're taking America down. They're taking America down. All right. Do we have a break coming up now, Ken, or do we have a call? We have a call from California, do we? I believe we do. All right. Let's take a call right now. I haven't invited calls yet, but we'll take a call right now because that caller is online and she wants to say something important. And I think that's Nancy from California. Is that right, Nancy? She waited 5-10 minutes, and then she dropped off. Okay. All right. So do we have the break coming up now, a new break or not? Okay, good. All right, so we do have time to talk. That's excellent. Did you have a clip for us that you wanted to play, Ken? Is that the original one I referred to? All right, let me know, because there was a clip, but we're having a little bit of trouble accessing it through Facebook. And believe it or not, it was on Fox. And it had to do with this. Now you have Nancy? Boy, I must sound terrible today, huh? I must, because I'm doing too many things at one time. But that's okay. Nancy's back. We'll take her instead. Come on up, Nancy.
Rick, I wasn't sure that you were going to accept calls, and so I assumed you weren't, and that's why I hung up. I'm glad you have accepted my call. Thank you.
All right. Well, you're back now, Nancy, and we'll take your call. Go ahead.
So I have trouble understanding a doctrinal idea, and that is how Esau could be hated before he's even born. That mm-hmm. is so sad to me. So he must have been righteous enough that he was able to be born into that family.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, he wasn't a Canaanite. How?
No, he wasn't a Canaanite. No, that's true.
So,
but you see, what he didn't give God what God wanted, the respect that God wanted. He was concerned about comfort and ease and himself. Jacob did. He obeyed God.
But,
he gave God what God wanted. Thanks.
But he was a hunter, right? And he would bring home this venison that his father loved. His father loved the meat. I've always struggled with this story because the mother deceives the father how can that be good? She, you know, puts the sheep, the skin on the arm of Jacob to deceive the father so that Jacob receives the blessings through deception. And they even use that today to justify, you know, their deception. I just feel like it's not righteous.
What is not righteous?
For the mother to have deceived the father.
Well,
so that Jacob could receive the blessing.
You're talking about Rebecca, the mother, now?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay, you're talking about... I understand. I don't have the verses in front of me right now in Genesis, but we do know that... you know, there was a deception going on there, and the Jacob himself was happy. He wasn't happy with his with all that was going on in his family, obviously, with his sons, and she wasn't either, but she had problems giving birth. She had problems giving birth, too. And in the end, what happened, to cut to the chase, was that Esau turned away from his God, and there was a rivalry between the two brothers, as you probably know. That took place, and then they tried to patch things up. That went on later on in Genesis, and it was unattainable. It was unattainable because the supplanter would be Jacob, right? You see, he would be the supplanter.
So, okay.
He would overtake. He'd be the heel grabber. He is the one who would overtake and actually outperform all the promises to God over his brother. So there's that enmity, there's that jealousy, if you will, that took place between the two brothers. You see?
Rick, they use the Israelites use that to justify the deception that they perform today. It's like this Bible teaching that they use.
Yeah, but you're saying the Israelites today, which ones are you talking about? Who are the Israelites today?
Well, okay, so I'm talking about the Jews.
Wait a minute. Okay, see, that's the problem. Let's divorce them totally. That confuses everything.
Yep, I was trying to be discreet.
The Jews and the Israelites are not the same.
I was just trying to be discreet because it's so politically correct to even utter the three-letter word.
Yeah, well, you don't have to say that. You know, I always say the Kenites, the sons of Cain, because that's what they are.
Okay.
Sons of Cain are not sons of Adam, and they're not sons of Abraham.
Right.
They're not sons of anybody, except Satan, their father.
So the Canaanites today use this deception that was perpetrated to give this blessing not to Esau, but to, wasn't it his brother Jacob? Esau and Jacob. Who was the father?
Right.
Who was their father? Rick, do you know who their father
was? Isaac. Isaac.
Okay, so they deceive Isaac, okay? So the Canaanites today use that story to justify using deception.
Oh, yeah. Well, the deception is from that seed line of Esau and the seed line of Cain, yes.
Well, no, and they use that story to justify using deception on Goyim.
Well, again, they're copycats, aren't they? They want the world to think that they are Israelites. And if the world can believe it, and those who are Israelites don't know who they are, our people don't even know who they are today. They consider themselves to be Gentiles or Gentiles.
Well,
you know, the Gentile
on
world.
On a more basic level, I think that biblically speaking and, you know, religiously speaking, it's not good for a wife to betray her husband, especially to that extent.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
All right. That's all I wanted to say.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
I understand. Thanks for your call, though.
Okay.
I appreciate it. I didn't want to go down that. At rabbit hole. Okay, thank you. Okay, I appreciate it because Nancy is, you know, it's a good call. I just don't want to go on that track right now because I had prepared something a little bit different, and that's why I'm not open to following that whole discussion. Now, when I get back to Genesis 25, 26, and 27, then we can read it new. We can read it fresh. But I'm not prepared today to go down there because I don't feel led. I just don't feel like God is asking me to talk about that. I believe he is asking me, though, to talk about certain things about his family of nations. And Abraham was indeed the captain of that family of many nations. Many nations. But, you know, he did, in fact, crossbreed in order to do that. So, you know, God does not hate the other races, obviously. He created them. Why would he hate them? But he does hate the seeds of Esau. That's one nation that he was hateful of because of what they would do in the last days and what they did before in the age that was in spirit form. They did the same thing. The same thing they did in Rebekah's womb. Okay? The two of them are fighting it out, Jacob and Esau. Again, I'm not going to go down that path today, please. I just wanted to bring it to your attention. That is what this battle today is all about. Those who say they are Jews or Judahites or Judeans or Israelites, but are not, and are of that synagogue of Satan, is something that God himself says he's aware of that lie, and he knows the blasphemy of those people who say they are. So how can you deceive the world on the world stage today as they have done in Palestine without assuming the role of somebody you are not? Okay? That is the most important thing you need to keep in mind today. Nothing else but that. Now, the Iranian people, the Persian people, come from a totally different situation. The Persians and, of course, the Arabs have fought for a long time, the Iranians and the Arabs. And what you had, and I will play part of this documentary, which I think does a pretty fair job of giving a good explanation as to promises that were made by the Empire of Britain when it took the torch, you see? It took the torch from the Ottoman Empire and carried forth promises that were made to two peoples, Arabs and the Kenites. But we know who won. And the British themselves, the birthright tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh, but particularly Manasseh, would do what? They would give up. They would allow terrorism to drive them out of the land that went back to them, the birthright tribes of the land of Palestine. So they made promises. They also made betrayals. Britain and the Holy Land. There is a documentary. As a matter of fact, we do have some time now. So rather than go to the other segment, what I want to do is prepare you for this by saying that what Mr. Trump has done is not Mr. Trump's decision. Okay? The assault, the killing, the assassination, if you will, of Soleimani. Qasem Soleimani is just one man in an entire nation that is willing to lay down his life for his country. Needlessly, because of American imperialism, but definitely. He's one man. What Trump has done is equivalent to what he has done with regard to moving the embassy of America to Jerusalem. There should be no embassy in Jerusalem. There should be no embassy in Palestine. Not for Zionist, evil, satanic fig tree Israel. But there is no embassy in Tehran anymore. The embassy was never reopened after the attacks that took place in the 1970s. We have no speaking relationship. We have no diplomatic corps with Iran. This from a man who likes to talk a lot, from a man who opens his mouth constantly and does a lot of chattering and a lot of talking about peace and war and freedom and love while never being in a military situation himself. You see, this is why politicians should not be in control of the military. Yet that's exactly what happened following the destructive war in World War II with Truman, when Congress reorganize the whole Pentagon. Instead of having a War Department, guess what? They turned it into a Defense Department. So no longer would we win wars. We would now fight a rearguard defensive action. That's a prescription for no win. That's a prescription for endless wars, and that's exactly where we've gone since then. So you see what's happened to America? America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, the special land of Israel where all the tribes crossed over to and came across the ocean to found this nation. You see how we've been betrayed by our own people, by our own leaders? For whose benefit? Well, again, what happened in 1948? A lot of things happened in 1948. One thing that really happened was the establishment of that evil fig. That evil fig tree in Palestine. So if you have that evil fig tree, now what you have is a formula for worldwide globalist destruction. And that's where we are today. Destruction, on the verge of destruction. But how do you make an omelet, folks? You make an omelet by what? By smashing the eggs. You don't smash the eggs, you cannot have an omelet. And that is what the omelet is, the one world system that will come together, or at least try to, and in the end shall not make it anyway. It shall not be successful. It shall fail. All right. I think we have a break coming up, yeah, in a few moments, so I'm just speaking my way into the break. A lot of things are happening. Don't just accept what you see, and I know this audience is so much more savvy than most talk show audiences and understanding that. But what is being done behind the scenes is what is real news, not what is being done on your television screen. I did not watch any of this attack. I did not watch these strikes against Soleimani. I could care less, to be honest with you. What I'm looking at is what most people are not paying attention to, and that is the words of Christ. Watch Jerusalem and watch worldwide events. So we have to watch the city that God said would be the city that would usher in the man of sin, Antichrist. What are they doing? They are behind every single war. They are pushers of war across the globe for America's ultimate defeat. America went into Vietnam to fight, allegedly, communism, when in fact it was financing and arming the communists. Through Exim Bank, the Export-Import Bank, loans were given to buy weapons that were shipped to Vietnam to fight Americans in the field, as we've shown you in the past, you know, with Congressman Schmitz talking about it at UCLA and so on and so forth. So it's a con game. Everything is a con game. And this latest episode is another con game, but a very dangerous con game, in which the United States, once again, is doing the work that the little state in the Middle East wants America to do, and that is to have a confrontation with the people of Iran. Not the government, but the people. Now, the sanctions that have been put on Iran, of course, are absolutely ridiculous. They're absolutely an opprobrium to an entire process of freedom amongst nations. They should never have been put on Iran. They should have been put on the little tiny state in the Middle East calling itself Israel, but they can't. Because that seed line and that nation has to be protected in order to be destroyed when Jesus returns. Sounds complicated? Well, it is. It is complicated. But on the other hand, the most important thing you must recall is that all of this is foretold in Scripture, that Jerusalem will be laid to waste. Not by Iran, not by any secret conspiracy of Nazis come back to destroy it. Poor little tiny innocent defenseless holocausted Israel. No, but by Jesus himself. Matthew 24 tells it all. So those are the things that we can never lose sight of, you see. Otherwise, we've lost our compass. fact of the matter is that we have always been on the wrong side of history in the 20th century. History proves that America has lost her soul, America has lost her compass, America has lost her moorings. Jacob's seed is now befuddled. The seed line is totally, completely befuddled spiritually. She's being totally seduced. Once again, as Eve was seduced. We have a segment that will deal with the broken promises that were made to those people who would then be displaced from their own homeland in Palestine, and how the British were used to accomplish this, and Esau and Jacob still duking it out today. We'll see more of that coming up. We'll be right back. Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. Oh, well, well, well. Okay, hour number two will be here in just a few minutes. What I'm leading up to is very interesting. I'm not going to confuse anybody with two seed lines here, two nations, the Persian nation and the Persian people, and the Arabic people, because as we know, they are distinctly separate people. Iran is not an Arab nation, obviously, but many people don't know that. And I hear people, you know, making fools of themselves, of course, on talk radio. Let's go kill all those no-good savages and just get those no-good ragheads and shoot them dead, missile strike them, and end our problems. And then we go on to the next war, you know? That type of thing. It doesn't work. It doesn't work, folks. It's illogical, it's irrational, and it's just what Satan and his children want Americans to believe and fall into. Okay, I didn't want to play the short video. I had originally intended, but we had a little technical trouble, to play a short clip, two-minute clip. And it was basically a Fox segment with Geraldo Rivera. You remember him from 1975, 79. Remember when the Panama Canal treaties were coming up? And he said he deliberately distorted the picture of Panama at the time to create sympathy for enacting the treaty that would give away the Panama Canal. Now, that's the same guy. Well, anyway, he's playing the good cop now. He's criticizing Trump's stupid decision to engage in yet another meddlesome, adventuresome killing action in the Middle East to go back and forth tit-for-tat with Iran. Well, in any event, we don't have to play that now. We may not get up to it a little bit later, Ken, but what I wanted to do was to introduce this segment, the other segment, that has to do with promises made and promises broken in Palestine. Fall of the Ottoman Empire, the beginning, the British Empire's takeover of the mandate for Palestine. So let's see if we could play at that demarcation. Okay, I think it's 3:37. Let's go to that right now and give a little whetting of the appetite. Well, a couple of minutes, maybe. All right, let's start it. Whet the appetite. How about that?
Britain had annexed Egypt from Turkey's Ottoman Empire in 1882. And by the time it was made a protectorate in 1914, Cairo had become the center of British power in the Middle East. The presence of imperial troops in the region was of vital strategic importance, for the Ottoman Empire under Sultan Mohammed V was in alliance with Britain's much-feared rival, Germany. Together with the Austro-Hungarian Empire, these countries made up the Central Powers. And pitted against them were the three allies, Britain, France, and Russia. From the Ottoman capital, Constantinople in Turkey, the Sultan ruled over the last of the great Islamic empires. It had been in almost terminal decline for decades. Yet the fate of the Ottoman Empire was to be sealed by the outbreak of the First World War in August 1914.
All right, let's stop there. Good place to stop. We'll pause. We'll come back. We'll hear a little bit more. Maybe get a better feel for what's going on today in the Middle East. All right. We'll come right back with hour number two, Rick Adams Uncensored, here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
the truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.